Welcome to Glad News for Muslims, a ministry to motivate, encourage, and equip believers and churches to love all people and to communicate the good news of God's love and salvation to all, including those who practice Islam. One out of every four people living in the world today is a Muslim. The Muslim population doubles every 20 years. Muslims are growing rapidly in Europe, Australia, Canada, and America. In fact, in Southern California alone, there are 1.5 million Muslims. With more, here's your host, Sammy Tanago.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back again to our unique program, Understanding Islam and Sharing Jesus Effectively with Muslims. I was thinking about the conversion of Saul, who was called later the Apostle Paul. It is just a fine example of the fact that God is in control and we will win the battle against evil and all evil people, including terrorist Muslims who uses violence to advance their agenda. You know, when you think about the conversion of Saul, if ever the devil had a volunteer to destroy the whole Christian church and wipe it out, it was Saul of Tarsus, right? One could say Saul was the general in Satan's army. He instigated such a great persecution against the early church in Jerusalem, as the Bible tells us in Acts 8, Saul laid waste the church. Saul was determined to destroy the church. He made his way to Damascus. Suddenly, Jesus appeared to him in a glorious vision and appointed him to be the apostle to the whole Gentile world. And of course, I don't have time to tell you some testimonies of some Muslim terrorists from Daesh that became born-again Christians and ministering to other Muslims right now in Iraq and Libya, etc. Now, when Jesus appeared to Saul, and Jesus simply said, I will have him for myself. He is mine. What could the devil do to stop Jesus? Nothing. Jesus, it changes people's lives, including Muslims, every day. Jesus, it changes horrible people's lives every day. Didn't he change our lives? God is still on the throne. We must believe that all the time. So today, there is nothing Islam could do to stop the Lord Jesus drawing out whoever he wishes from the Muslim ranks to become his disciples. There is nothing Islam can do to frustrate the predetermined progress of the church towards its coming glory. So there is nothing to fear. There is nothing to fear. We are free to love Muslims without having to worry about their agenda or anything. I believe the presence of Muslims in America and Europe is not a mere coincidence, rather it is a divine providence. You know, I was sending a letter to one of the Christian leaders in America, and I had a couple of meetings with some Christian pastors from Egypt and leaders, and then I've been thinking about what God has been doing and praying about it. And I want to give you some facts. Millions of Arab Muslims fled their Muslim countries and living in America and living in Europe as refugees. Most of these Muslims don't believe in Islam anymore and are open to the gospel more than any Muslim in the world. They are ready for the message of the gospel, more ready than other Muslims who are settled and safe and living a normal life. God is the one who brought Muslims to Europe and America. Divine providence, not a coincidence. God is working in their lives and waiting for us to work with Him. The church in Europe is weak and unable to share Jesus effectively with Muslims. They need help to be motivated and equipped. Now, the church in America is not weak. However, they are not really intentional in making serious effort to share Jesus effectively with Muslims. Most of the churches in America also are not prepared. We should put that as a goal. God can use them to cause a revival in Europe and America. Okay, let's say a revival in Europe. Maybe America doesn't need them, but at least in Europe, they can make a revival. Even though I believe America needs them too. These Muslim refugees, after they became Christians, or even the Muslims that came here for business or escaping their Muslim countries, they're seeking freedom, God can use them to share Jesus effectively with tens of millions of Muslims, not only in their Muslim countries, but actually all over the world. Remember, my Christian brothers and sisters, Jesus said, "The harvest truly is plentiful, but the laborers are few." Matthew 9. Okay, let me complete my thought, which is, we are free to love Muslims without having to worry about anything. We are free. I want to tell you something. When we reach Muslims effectively, we win Muslims to Christ. Let me read to you a couple of emails I received from one of the ex-director of Voice of the Martyrs. His name is Pastor David Witt. Now he has his own ministry, Spirit of Martyrdom. The first email: "Dear Sammy, I'm glad to share with you wonderful news of your book. Glad news, God loves you, my Muslim friend, impacting lives in North Africa. I am involved with Muslim background believers in Jesus Christ in Northwest Africa. This country is listed as 100% Muslims, yet we know of over 1,000 Muslims who have come to Christ in recent years. This April, two workers of Spirit of Martyrdom ministry was delivering Bibles and Christian literature. I was able to send with them one Arabic Glad News book to share with the MBB, Muslim background believers in North Africa, and see if this was a good encouragement to the work in that area. Our MBB contact emailed us later saying that this one book had traveled the nation and two Muslims had accepted Christ as Lord and Savior. They are now requesting 500 books. Thank you for your faithful ministry. You know, the last email I received from David Witt, your book has made the Mauritanian news. And he told me the story. The Mauritanian government, which of course is a Muslim country, discovered that many Muslims, after they read my book, they read the Bible, and they became born-again Christians. And the Mauritanian government in a major newspaper put a picture of my book in Arabic and a picture of the Arabic Bible and warned the Muslim people in Mauritania and North Africa not to read these two books. I was jumping from joy. They gave me a free advertisement in North Africa. Of course, I put my book in my website. we always give our materials free to Muslims. We only make Americans pay. At least we try to. What I am saying is, so many Muslims, huge number of Muslims are open to the gospel. And I am encouraging you to go for it. Pray that God will use you in the process of helping Muslims spend the eternity with Him. Before we end the program, let's do the most important thing. Dear Heavenly Father, we are grateful to you, God, that we are living in this awesome time in history, time that you are working in the Muslim world, time that you are preparing us to be used for the salvation of multitudes of Muslims. God, we agree with you. God, we cooperate with you. God, we submit our lives to you. We ask you, God, to help us overcome anything in our lives that is not according to your will. Help us, God, to be in perfect harmony with your wonderful plans for our lives and for the lives of people that we meet and in the lives of Muslims. God, prepare us more. Motivate us. Equip us. Equip our fellowships, your church, to share Jesus effectively with Muslims. God, we pray that you will use us, God, in a powerful way, through divine appointments, through opening doors for us that we even can't imagine right now, for the salvation of multitudes of Muslims. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen. My Christian brothers and sisters, don't hesitate to contact me if I can be of any help to you or to your fellowship, your church. I am here to serve you. And thank you for praying with me, and thank you for joining me in the efforts of the salvation of multitudes of Muslims. Until we meet again, God's grace with you, peace with you. Salam.
You've been listening to Glad News for Muslims with Sammy Tanago. For more information about the ministry, visit gladnewsministry.com. You can also call 714-514-2558 or write Sammy, S-A-M-Y, at gladnewsministry.com. This program is sponsored by Calvary Chapel, Costa Mesa.